Pro's General Manager of Footy Ops, David Nobley, joins us now. Noves, thanks for your time.
No worries, Rowie. G'day, Bix.
Hey, David.
Yeah, it'd be great to get the latest on radar or an update.
Yeah, look, I think we probably haven't got much more than what we made at the press conference this morning. You know, as far as you know, it's steady as it goes, to be honest. That's our understanding. He came through the night really well after his operation. We know he's communicating with family, which is great, you know, verbally. So we believe that's continued on through the day. So, yeah, look, it's just slow and steady progress at the moment.
At the time, did the players realise the seriousness of the injury?
No, I don't think they do, because, you know, you know that there's those type of, you know, collisions. And I know you had Teague on last night, but, you know, some of those ones that perhaps, you know, the end result is a little bit more than what you sort of think it is at the time. So, no, I don't think that they would have had an understanding of what the nature of the injury was at that particular point in time.
So what about the impact on them? I'm sure there'd be a few guys who are pretty upset.
Yeah, it is. You know, unfortunately, we've been through, you know, the Dean Bailey passing last year, and we know that under these sort of circumstances, when you do experience trauma like that, that, you know, individuals do take it in very individual ways. So the best method and mechanism for us at the moment, for both family and players, is to provide as much support as we possibly can as a footy club. First of all, to make sure that Brent's, you know, on the right path and getting the treatment that he needs, and Jamie and his parents are being supported as best we can. And yesterday we briefed the players, and again this morning, and certainly provided a number of mechanisms for them to access as far as those particular areas. You know, they've got the afternoon off today, and you know, hopefully the leadership group will pick up on some of those players and have some you know, intimate discussions and meeting with them. And you know, we're back into training again tomorrow.
What about the player he inadvertently collided with? How's he feeling at the minute?
Yeah, look, we're providing you know, support for all the players. So there's obviously, you know, we need to be aware of, again, I don't think it's any different as to how you know, each player takes and needs that particular additional support. So we'll provide that support with to the best of our knowledge and information, and as we do for all the players.
Who was it, Nobes?
I don't think it's appropriate, Rowie, that we comment on who that individual is. You know, the main focus for us at the moment is to really make sure that Brent's getting as much care
Absolutely.
And attention as what he needs to.
So it was a freak football accident or collision. Could not have been avoided. It was just one of those freaky, if you like, an inverted commas, VB accident.
Yeah, a normal ground ball football drill. You know, a game simulation. The ball is won by a midfield. You know, it's a midfield nominated blue or white ball. It gets kicked to whichever relevant forward end that wins the ball. It's kicked deliberately on the ground, and then depending on the defensive or offensive structure that's set up with either an extra defender or short on numbers, etc., it's then run out, and then, you know, depending on what area you're trying to work on, defence or offensive structure. Yeah, the ball was on the ground, was there to be won, and, yeah, it was a knee to the head. So, yeah, very, very unfortunate, you know, circumstances. We've all seen those ones where, you know, at different times it's sort of fairly close, or it's a shave to the top of the head, and unfortunately this time it was, it was a collision.
It's been a bad week. Riley Knight last week with a long-term injury, and now Brent Riley. It's two injuries you could do without.
Absolutely. I don't think anyone, you know, really enjoys, you know, any particular long-term injury off their, you know, their list at this time of year. The players have worked really hard and diligently at most clubs, as you know, Biggs, to get to this point, and are really, you know, can see the start of the game starting to appear on the horizon. So, it was disappointing. You know, we'd like to think that Riley's injury will heal quicker than, you know, maybe anticipated, but yeah, this one following up certainly wasn't great for us.
Nobes, we're asking our players to train with intensity, be fiercely competitive, and simulate game day match play practice. We know that. As an organisation, or I guess an industry, how do we guard against this? I know it was a freaky accident and all that. We've suggested to our listeners, and not a lot of them are with me on this, or me. No, we don't oppose the question, Nobes, and you're on a lot of committees, and you're a customer custodian of the game, as good as any, and think about it, about wearing helmets just for those match simulation high-intensity training drills?
Yeah, look, I think at these times, Rowie, I always tend to think that what ends up happening is you have a massive spike of emotion, and you can pick out a number of different issues within our society where that tends to occur. And I think we just need to let, first of all, the health of Brent, get to a point, and then let the people that can investigate and get the numbers, put some information, as I'm sure the AFL have researched and investigated about what that looks like. We know a lot of clubs train with, the pads to prevent the sore of the corky. So, there is an element of protection that we do provide our players. Most clubs provide their players on an ongoing basis. But there's also, an element that they do need to be prepared for that physical contest as well, Roy. That it does harden the body up at certain times. So, look, it's a balance, and I think we just have to let the emotion come out of it and then make some informed, discussion and decisions around that.
So the next footy operations meeting, you won't be suggesting that you investigate any helmets or anything like that?
I don't think we've probably got the capacity, Bix, to have the right amount of information. I know that in the past there's a number of different papers that the AFL, researched on in regards to helmets and protection. We know that they've looked at that at a junior level over the years that, my boys have come through. I have noticed, some more younger junior guys wearing some helmets, so that's a positive. But, I think Andrew touched on it today, that it may protect some element of concussion, but again, that's for the experts to be able to, present us with the right information to make those informed decisions.
Hey, how's your workload now? Not in the coach's box, not the list manager. You'd be doing it on the bit, Noves.
there's always things to do, Rowie, as to make sure we've got a lot of work going on internally with, facilities and making sure that we're, continuing to push the boundaries with that. Making sure that the staff are functional. I'd have to say that I was massively impressed with our medical people, yesterday and the way they handled the whole situation. So it's a credit to them, with the treatment that they provided. So, there's always plenty to do, as you know.
What about an update on Sam Jacobs and Dave McKay? They've been off the track for a little bit. Are they close to returning?
Yeah, they are, Bix. Again, it'll be the time frame of making sure that they've kicked off enough of the levels and the intensity and speed that they need to out of that rehab. I don't think that, either of them are within, more than a few weeks, a couple of weeks, I think, of getting back into sort of the full rigours of training. So, our program gets to a point now where it slowly gets to an end of the pre-season and you move into an in-season program. So they're probably ready to nearly start to lock into that in-season program in the next few weeks.
Just noticed reading about the father-son and the academy stuff. You're sitting on a subcommittee which is, putting suggestions forward. There's been a bit of a paper put out and with a points system. Is that at the discussion phase or is that at close to being brought in? Can you just inform us a little bit about that?
Yeah, the AFL did some research in a value system of draft picks over the last number of years, and the data that they've been able to collect, they were able to put it through a couple of different universities through Melbourne that have got that mathematical acumen about it, and then they formed an advisory group to come together to then say, look, do you think this has some merit? How would it fit within the system? How would it function? How does that impact the academies? How does it impact normal, clubs like us in a football state? And so it was more in regards to an idea that had been presented to us, and then there was some rigorous debate around what that looked like. And I think the committee's tried to go back to a number of clubs, or most clubs now, and get their feedback as to what that system looks like and how it operates. It's a different form to do it. I guess it's a bit like the free agency aspect when that was first mooted and then came in. So it may take us, a little while to sort of get our heads around, but certainly the data that they've presented does have some I guess it has some credibility about it. There's no doubt about that.
What I don't like about it, Nome, is just my two, Bob. I think an academy player's got to be treated a lot different than a past player's son that wants to play at that club. So I'm happy for point systems for a kid that's get developed in the eastern states. But you're putting an academy kid on the same level as a past player's kid. That's crap.
Yeah, so they don't. It hasn't been resolved yet, Rowie, as to what the discount is on that aspect. So the argument is that our father-son should have a lower discount because of the connection with the dad, and an academy son should have a higher based on investment dollars and the like. So there's an argument exactly right in exactly what you're saying, and that's certainly been put forward, you know, quite strongly by a number of clubs.
Well, the Crows and Port have got a truckload of kids coming through, so I reckon just pump the brakes a bit on them, mate. Hey, you're the perfect fellow to ask. You were sitting in Sando's coach's box. You've worked with Craig in a few. Phil Walsh is in there now. What's different? What are you loving? You're the footy head of the footy. What are you loving seeing from this group today?
It's an age old question, isn't it? You know, what does a new coach bring that the other ones perhaps didn't? They've all got, you know, I guess different elements that they bring in and emphasise. So certainly, you know, Phil's got a massive knowledge of the game that he brings, you know, from a tactical perspective, very much along the team first. We've seen that, you know, really strongly, and the players are very much in tune with that. Elite standards in that regard to make sure that everyone's working, you know, together to achieve what we need to as a collective. So, yeah, look, I think they're just the general principles of the newness that comes with a new coach. As the game plan unfolds, as we get a bit closer, I guess that'll probably create a little bit more discussion. But until we get to a point where we can play against the opposition, it's a little hard to tell. Mm. But certainly, you know, there's an enthusiasm, and there's certainly a drive and a connection within the group about us, you know, all working together in the one direction, and it's a team focus first.
Thanks, David, for joining us, mate. Thanks for keeping your members and supporters informed. We all want to know how Brent is, and it looks like he's moving in the direction.
Fantastic.
Which is good news. And once again, thanks for coming on.
No, thanks, guys. And can I just pass on to everyone from, you know, the two families, from Jamie's side of her family and Brent's family, you know, they're very, very thankful of all the support that the football community and people in general and well wishes have provided for them. So they'd just like to pass on their thanks to everyone.
Yeah, it's been overwhelming. Nobes, thanks very much for that. And another opportunity to say well done to the Royal Adelaide Hospital, to all the nurses, the trauma doctors. I mean, we've got one of the best in the world down there, that emergency, so well done.
And Nobes brought it up as well to Andrew Potter and his team, Vinny and the boys down there. Well done. They train a lot. They do a lot of simulations ready for something. When it happens, they're ready to go. So congratulations to those boys for getting it right. David Noble, our guest.